It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The city getting some new backing now for a proposed cell phone ban in schools from the teachers' union, but not without certain conditions.
Support for a school cell phone ban isn't the issue. 63% in the UFT survey say yes. UFT President Michael Mulgrew says teachers are concerned with enforcement.
This cannot impact classroom time. This ban has to be dealt with while children are coming into school and leaving school.
Teachers don't want to be the first or only way a ban is enforced, and Mulgrew doesn't want schools to pay for it.
You know, if the city and the state want to do this, then they need to pay for this. We don't want this to be taken out of our budget.
The parent concern is contacting their kids.
Before cell phones, parents would know how to get in touch with the school so they can get in touch with their child.
Half the teachers surveyed say they already have a ban in place. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A sad note out of the Slope this afternoon, where we're told an 11-year-old boy has died and a dangerous game may be to blame. Police say it appears the victim was subway surfing. That's where kids ride on top or on the outside of a moving train. This accident happened about 11 o'clock this morning right there at 4th Avenue and 9th Street in Park Slope at that station. Police say the victim hit his head on an overhang and fell onto the tracks where he was run over by an oncoming train. We do not know the victim's identity as yet. Well, there may be a new victim of the Gilgo Beach serial killer. Maybe. And this one was a man murdered in 2006.
The Suffolk County DA says this unidentified victim was found 300 feet from one of Rex Hureman's alleged victims, who was part of the Gilgo Four.
This person certainly had a life, and it's important that this victim get their name back.
Ray Tierney says the male victim likely identified as a female, and their skeletal remains were found with women's clothing.
The victim was a biological male of Asian descent. The victim was between the ages of 17 and 23.
The victim was a sex worker and of Southern China descent. Hureman has not been charged in this murder. However, court documents show Hureman did internet searches for Asian transgender sex workers.
Basically, it doesn't matter until you can bring charges. We're certainly not at that stage.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brentwood, Long Island.
Also, no arrest yet after a deadly fire early this morning. A shooting which rocked Inwood.
Police say the 32-year-old victim was shot multiple times in the face and the chest inside a pool hall on 10th Avenue around 6 a.m. Sammy, who was setting up his coffee cart, ducked behind it when he saw multiple people running east toward the Bronx on West 207th Street.
And when I saw the people, said, well, something happened. I left the car and go on the side in the corner because I hear somebody got shot inside. I said, maybe he's going to go outside and shoot someone else.
Gun violence has plagued this corner next to the 207th Street subway stop. In June, a 16-year-old was charged with shooting three men, two of whom died. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
The controversy surrounding big city government offices in New York continues. We got word today two former FDNY fire chiefs are in custody. Charges they allegedly took thousands in bribes in exchange for preferential treatment in the fire prevention unit to certain individuals and companies.
Federal prosecutors call this classic pay-to-play corruption. Two former FDNY chiefs who ran the Bureau of Fire Prevention allegedly used that power to prioritize certain development projects in exchange for $190,000. Southern District U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Quick and reliable access to the BFP services is extremely valuable. And those services were supposed to be available on a first-come, first-served basis.
Mayor Adams says he's always wanted to make government work more efficiently. However,
if anyone abused those actions, they should be held accountable.
The indictment refers to a city hall list of projects to be expedited. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.